Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 8th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, it was a positive one for most of the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the upside was gold, up 1.6%. Saw most U.S. equity indexes above 1%. RUT was sort of that laggard, if you will, up about 47 basis points. Saw international equities in positive territory. Only thing in negative territory we saw there was AGD, down 49 basis points. As far as looking at gold's chart this morning, we did see a charge above that 2300 level, sitting at 2320 as of Friday's close. So in a fairly extended position here, also an overbought territory. So potential reversal, what we would keep an eye out for in terms of price would be 2290 from here, possibly looking for a pullback into the sort of the lower 2200s is where this was a prior breakout. So we'll keep an eye on that, but also nice support there at 2160 for gold, but still a little ways from its current chart position. As far as NASDAQ 100, we did see it reverse back into X's here at 18,200. Most U.S. equity charts didn't see much change, even with Friday's rally. In terms of looking at some others, we did see the Dow ultimately still maintain that potential double bottom there at 38,600. From here, reversal comes with a move above 39,200. So not quite there. Still technically maintaining the buy signal, but we will watch. 38,400 is a move below that would return the Dow to a sell signal. So something to keep an eye on for the Dow itself. As far as this week, it's a pretty busy week, not only with some upcoming earnings as that gets underway this week, but we have inflation data coming out both on Wednesday and Thursday. So taking a look at the chart of TNX here, we continue to monitor it as far as the rate conversation goes. Did break out last week here at 4.4%. From there, still technically maintaining a nice little near-term uptrend. From our perspective, the path of least resistance at least appears to be higher. Is worth noting this bearish resistance line sort of sitting there at 4.6. So kind of interesting as far as chart formations may go, but we'll keep an eye on that TNX chart, as should you this week, especially with Wednesday and Thursday. Now, earnings, as we said, are upcoming. Coming this week, Delta will be among the big names to kick it off on Wednesday. We actually see Delta has moved up to a 4-for-5 recently, moving back into a column of X's toward the latter part of last month on its market RS chart, improving it up to a 4-for-5. It also rallied to match its prior 52-week high there at 49 before reversing down here at 46, believe it, during Thursday's action. So from here, we'll see if it's able to push above that $50 level with this week's action, which would be a multi-year high and actually be the highest level we've seen on the chart in right at 3 years for Delta, but still see some resistance here in the lower 50s long term. So something to keep an eye out for Delta as its earnings are upcoming. We will see a lot of banks report, a lot of the big banks report on Friday, JP Morgan being among those, the three we'll talk about. It's a 5-for-5 currently extended position here as it's rallied above that $200 level. From here, move back into O's would come with a move below 194. At this point, not much in terms of support on the default charts, maybe worth looking at smaller scales for some of these extended positions, as JP Morgan is not the only one in terms of the big makes that has a little bit of an extended position. At this moment, Wells Fargo, another one, it's a 4-for-5, also has maintained a buy signal since last summer, since June of last year, is now rallied up to that $58 level, somewhat more extended, not maybe quite as much as JP Morgan, but again, one worth keeping an eye on. Reversal until O's comes with a move below 55. Last but not least, Citigroup C, it's a 3-for-5. At this point, has maintained that buy signal since November. Many of these banks have maintained that buy signal since November, were a little bit longer, as we saw it with Wells Fargo. At this point, too, somewhat similar extended position there at 63. Do have support a little bit closer by 53 and 51. That's a little bit like Wells Fargo, where there's a little bit of support closer by comparatively to looking at the technical picture of JP Morgan or the chart of JP Morgan. So worth keeping an eye on those, as well as monitoring some smaller scale charts if you're looking for potential support levels closer to current trading levels. But as always, if you have a question about any particular stock you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.